I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A new week. Are you expecting Montour maybe to be back to practice this week at all?
We're not expecting him back this week in practice, but we'll give you a full injury report. You know, he's progressing positively, but he will not be joining us this week.
What changed with Casey Mittelstadt in the last couple of games, do you think?
I think the comfort level of what he needs to do to play within our principles defensively. He needed some time to understand that part of the game, and he spent a lot of time on it, and he's worked really hard at it, and you know, he's been coached off the ice. He's taken a lot of video sessions on, and I think that now he's understanding that that doesn't take away from his time on the puck and what he needs to do offensively, and he's able to manage that switch in his head really well. And using his size, using his body, he's positioning himself defensively better, which also creates some forechecking pressure. His line in general had a couple of games now where they were creating some ozone time, and that builds confidence, of course, when you have more time on the puck. But lots of good things happening around that line in general.
You lived off the power play really the first four games. How encouraging is it in these last five to see the way you guys have started to score 5-on-5?
Yeah, I mean, that was very important. I mean, the power play, I thought in the last game might have had one of its best games. We didn't finish, but we need to, in the end, measure power play on production. But it's good to see the 5-on-5 game going right through the lineup. I think that's what we all know we need is depth scoring and, offense coming out of every group. And that's probably the most exciting thing is that there's scoring chances coming on a regular basis right through the games now. Every line has its own personality and is coming to that end in different ways, but we're enjoying the chances that we're creating right now as a group.
What went into the flip on the power play with Marcus and Victor?
Oh, we're going to be flipping all year long. Don't get married to any group here or any line or any D pair. I mean, that was an in-game call. Marcus was feeling really good in that game, and it was nothing against Victor. It was actually just freeing Victor up in another group because it seemed like there was an over-focus on him. So keeping, we trust both groups, and that was an in-game call that could happen at any time just to get the power play going. And the main reason of that is how much pre-scouting is going on. And to throw a different look at the opposition, it's a logical tactical move if you feel your power play is a little bit flat in the game.
How much does Victor have to adjust to that though? When all the teams are pre-scouting, nobody's out there on the flank, and the power play is a young kid, and now he's got everybody's attention.
No, Victor is going to go through that evolution now of being somebody that nobody even knew his name to seeing him as a threat, especially on the power play, but 5-on-5, he will grow to be a big threat too. And you're going to get better defensive play against you once you're on the map here. It goes quickly, and he's a smart kid. He continues to play extremely well without the puck. Very mature in that regard, and he will find new ways, and he needs to be unpredictable, and he needs to bring deception into his game because he's got the skill set to score, and I know he will as he just grows, and we need to be patient with him.
This is the first time you've gotten your group out of town for like six straight days. Yeah. Did you like what you saw like off the ice? I know you've talked about them being close before, but it's different when you can get them all together and on a trip. Did you like what you saw for the 6 days?
Well, especially because we were all waiting to see what would happen when that first loss came, and that's always a test. Our first adversity pulled this group together. They really stayed in a good mindset, and it was a positive spirit we felt on the game day for LA. And as much as everybody here knows, we were pushed to the limits, and we needed some great goaltending. The team still found the energy in the third period to come together. So In game, I really liked the way the group dealt with the adversity for the first time. But secondly, off ice, you could feel a real natural, organic kind of movement of the group together, whether it was to the meals or whether it was through the traveling and all of that. There was nothing forced or unnatural. And I think that's what you want to feel on your first road trip. And the answer was probably the San Jose game, how we, you know, gave up three leads within a game on the road in a really, really tough building to win, and never gave up on the way we wanted to go through the 60 minutes, and deservedly got the win in the end because of that. So I think that when your final game on a road trip where the bags are packed, they're in the bus, they're all ready to go home, and you still stay within it all the way through as a compliment to the group and where we're at right now is exciting.
How weird is this going to be if you fly home 2,500 miles to see the same team?
I think it's outstanding. I mean, they're going to bring their best game, and they're way better than they are in the standings right now. There's not even a question that that team is going to drift back up and has amazing personnel, you know. And I think it's a good back-to-back kind of test. There are other circumstances where you can see an opposition more than twice in a few weeks, and we'd like to get there. But at the moment, I think it's a good test for us to stay with it and not to let our guard down and understand that they're going to be a really good hockey team in here tomorrow night. I'm expecting a very difficult one-goal kind of game tomorrow.
When you put your lines together when the season began, what were you looking for? It's easy to put a first line together.
Yeah.
Now you got production from four lines.
Yeah.
As a coach, is that what was your thinking? How long will you just said don't stay married to anything? But do you like to ride them for a while or what?
I sure do when the synergies as it is, you know, every line has a mix of personalities, and you need to have that ability to defend in the National Hockey League. You cannot go with three all-out offensive players anymore if you want to survive. And I think that, you know, finding balance within those lines, and I am a fan. I said that right off the bat at the beginning of training camp that I like to have 6 to 7 centermen in the lineup, and we do right now. I mean, Gergensen has a centerman background, Sabatka has a centerman background, and you have different players playing in different roles to strengthen our game away from the puck, which was our first necessity here, was to understand that game and dedicate ourselves to that and be responsible with that game. So the lines were as every bit as much put together for the defense as for the offense. And the whole lineup in general is then about the balance that you need for players that take on the power play and penalty killing roles, you know. But it happened organically, naturally, and I thought at the end the decisions were pretty easy, and the players made those decisions for us.
You mentioned the work that's going on here helping Casey Middlestead out. Has the same kind of application been used with Jimmy Vesey, because he's a guy through his career hasn't exactly been known as a defensive player, but
no, he's depth scoring for us for sure. Jimmy's gonna get going here, I'm sure, because of what he's doing for the team in general, and he'll get some fruits for all of that. But you know, he's just been an outstanding acquisition in that he just accepts whatever you give him. You know, whether it's at the moment the penalty kill and or you know working in the line that he's in, and if he was up the lineup, you know, in another group, we wouldn't see him changing his personality at all. Do you know what I mean? He's been moved around, and he has moved around even within games. You've seen that, whether we want to close or whether we need to score. And we like what we see in Jimmy. And again, he's another one who's working hard at understanding even better the game defensively, and the penalty kills giving him an opportunity to be better at that. Because I believe the offense is going to be there too, and he's adding some great punch in that line right now, and a big part why the Mittelstadt line is working is Jimmy.
Ralph, what do you see as Carter Hutton's most redeeming quality as a teammate?
Just his honesty. So it's not I don't think just being friendly all the time is what we're looking for here. We're looking for leaders that are honest and able to also say uncomfortable things, and he's capable of doing that. I think that takes a lot of courage in the team sports of today, where, you know, popularity is sometimes the focus, and he's out for the truth, and that's what we like about him. He's a good conversation for us coaches, whether he's playing or not playing. I always look for a short exchange or a longer exchange with Hutz and try to pick his brain. And we all know the value of the person, but I think, you know, we need leaders that are willing to put the truth on the table for us to continue to grow. Our goal here is to improve every day, and you need leaders like that to make that possible.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.